choice to settle on this year. No breaking ground without breaking. No settling scores without a war. Yeah, I'll be heard once I make it. But we know people don't make it anymore. Yeah, I know people don't make it anymore.
Whiskey Hollow, Philco here on Near Rocks. That was not brand new to the show.
No, that was not.
But other songs in that set that were brand new, Recipe of Life, Underdog, The Agathist, 10 Years, and Dustin Kaiser, and Let's Go. And Whiskey Hollow.
Yes.
They're going to be playing a cool festival coming up a Friday.
That's true.
And because you're better at pronouncing the name of it.
A gumboot. There's somebody here that could pronounce it even better than me, and his name is Tom Thomas Fox.
Hey, yeah, a gumboot.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Just get right up to that microphone there. And
oh, can you hear me?
There you go. Nice.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Very cool. Yeah, a gumboot. You guys did it. You killed it. That's exactly how you say it.
Do a lot of people mispronounce it?
I don't think that anybody mispronounces it. However you want to say it is perfect to me. I just sort of made it up as part of a short story, and I like it a lot. I like that. I like that it could be anything. That's what music's all about in general, right?
All right. So the Agumboot Festival. We're gonna come right back to that because I'm not gonna let you go. You said short story, and I know there's a cool short story here. The Agumboot Festival, music festival. It is happening this Friday. It's going to be starting at 4 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Dunham Tavern. For those of you who are not familiar, you've probably driven past it a million times. 6709 Euclid Avenue. Kind of a cool spot. And what made you want to do it there?
At the Dunham Tavern?
Yeah.
So it was – when I started thinking about this festival, it's been like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I started trying to figure out how to make a giant – like I wanted to make a big music festival, like a Lollapalooza, Coachella, you name it, sort of grand music festival in Cleveland where people are coming in from all over to to hear music, and I wanted to do it on the lakefront because Cleveland's lakefront is amazing, and we don't do enough stuff there. So, how did I get to the Dunham Tavern, which is in the middle of the city and nowhere near the lake? well, the plans do not always go as expected, but I decided that it was better to, because of the RNC scheduling for stuff, there was, you know, security concerns, which I 100% am okay with moving and not being you know, against the grain in this in particular, because more than anything, I want to, everybody should be safe.
Right.
So we moved over here sort of last minute. I sent a message out. You guys were just playing the Gage Brothers. Do you know Brendan O'Malley?
Yes.
I sent a message out to everybody that was booked to play, and it's like, well, any ideas? We can't do Edgewater. It's not going to work. And Brendan sent, like, all caps, Dunham Tavern! I went over there and checked it out, and I was just sort of blown away. And it's completely private space. Like you said, driven past it 1,000 times, didn't even know it was there. And it's the oldest building in Cleveland. It's just about 200 years old.
Wow.
And the gardens, there's gardens all around there in this green space. It's just sort of tucked away, and we're gonna put 3 stages and a dozen bands playing all Friday night, bunch of bars and stuff. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be really good. I like the Dunham Tavern a ton.
Oh, that's me. Okay. So speaking of the bands, and again, I'm not letting you off the hook. We're coming back to the short story right after. You have St. Seneca, Mimicking Birds, Chrome Pony, ONA, Varsity, Meridian, Sweetgrass, Dollfish, Jeweled Big Green, Village Bicycle, and The Whiskey Hollow, along with Michelle Gaw, correct? She's going to be playing as well.
Yeah, you must suggest that. I haven't even posted that anywhere. She posted it out. We had, Michelle Gaw, as of this morning.
That's awesome. See, you always get the newest info here on Neil Rocks. Don't ever doubt us. But a gumboot.com, correct? That's where you can find.
A-G-U-M boot.
Okay, so let's get to this story real quick, and then we're going to play some tunes from some of the people who are playing. You had a short story. You created a short story that you haven't actually released.
And right.
So how did that come about with the gumboot?
Well, I was... I don't know. It was a long time ago now, but I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for a new music festival after I wasn't doing the Winter Festival anymore. And this sort of narrative came to me of this monster that was trying to figure out. He was like a winter monster that likes all of the sounds of wintertime until he, you know, finds this in the, he's all sad in the springtime and the summertime, and he finds this boot, and then subsequently the boot's owner, who explains to him what a gumboot is, and he doesn't understand English or anything, so which is why this comes across as a foreigner might hear this. You said Canadian when we were chatting earlier. I was like, that's fine. You can say a gumboot. Yeah, that doesn't even sound Canadian. But
I would have gone with German.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah. It could be anything. So it's sort of a journey of finding new music for this creature and the story. That sort of embodied what I wanted to do with the festival, was sort of as a creature and other creatures, you know, finding new music. This is a really cool thing to do. So a gumboot is about that, finding new music.
I have an idea for you. You need to talk to the band Lowly the Tree Ghost, and you guys need to write a song together.
Oh yeah,
because we'll play some of their music for you later. But that would be a perfect fit. You guys writing together, I'm telling you.
All right. I know Andrew. And Emily.
You guys would be. Don't you think, Eric?
Yes.
This would be a perfect. We just found a marriage here.
Marriage.
We're turning into a matchmaking company now. Why don't we play something from the festival? We've got Michelle Gaw lined up.
Okay.
So here is the Alien song on New Rocks. Mm-hmm.
was reaching for the top with my hands. I looked up and they were turning to sand. Oh, I don't wanna just be at the bottom again. I was pushing my eyes so far, so hard, I swear I found Mars. Oh, I find friends in the strangest of places. Wasn't safe, I started away, but my legs bound me to stay. Oh, what is this place?
Michelle Gaw, the Alien Song, here on Neorax. She will be playing at a Gumboot this Friday at the Dunham Tavern. Not expecting to have trouble with that one.
It happens. And of course, we have Tom Thomas Fox in studio with us. Tom Thomas, I was talking to Ryan Manthe earlier today on the phone, and I was trying to get info about you and about, you know, kind of what's going on, because I always like doing my research. And the kid could not stop talking about Pokemon.
I haven't played Pokemon Go. I downloaded it onto my iPad, which means that it hasn't left my house. I have not caught any Pokemon. I noticed that it's has a map of all the streets, and you can wander around, and there are Pokemon everywhere. But I haven't caught any. Nope.
Are you worried at all that people will be catching tons of Pokemon people? Things at the Dunham this Friday at a Gumboot.
So I'm not going to lie. Before I left my house, I stopped over there before I was here, and I was like, man, I wonder if there's any of those icons at the Dunham Tavern that people will be all excited because they're never there. So they would have never got caught this Pokemon anyway if this festival hadn't dragged them into the middle of nowhere here. But again, I don't have it on my phone, so I didn't check.
That's going to be some good people watching on Friday if you know, you're looking for people doing the – yeah.
I will say, if nothing else, this Pokemon thing is actually getting people to meet other people.
No, yeah.
It's actually kind of a social network. It's actually doing it.
In real life, you run into – it hasn't happened to me, but then again, I haven't been hunting for Pokemon. But I have heard that people are like walking around through the neighborhood looking at down at their phone – and then all of a sudden they find another person that's walking through the neighborhood going toward this same spot. And then voila, you like meet together because these apps have like forced us to come and stand together for really no reason at all.
Who would have thought a video game gets people out of the house?
I'm just hoping that this game doesn't make people meet the windshield of cars, because that would be terrible. And that's what I'm worried about, honestly.
Yeah.
You'll be in a safe environment Friday at a gumboot at the Dunham to catch your Pokemon people. What do you call them even? People? What are they?
They're Pokemon. That's the name of the monster. They are Pokemon.
Yeah.
What are they called? Gremlins? Or it's just a gremlin.
Okay.
It's not a gremlin person.
So, a gumboot. How did you come – you've got a bunch of bands, not all of them from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? Where do they come from? And
who are these bands? these came from a lot of different places. It's sort of a complicated – I probably talked to 10 times more bands that are on this lineup about figuring out if we could get people in town or not. And I did put out a call for artists that people really reacted to I'm always writing something. So I wrote this poem. It was a Dear Dreamer poem. So there's a video, if you look up a gumboot on YouTube, there's a video that has a poem that's read by, I think, 30 different people in Cleveland, and so it's everybody all together is making an invitation to dreamers or artists to come and play in Cleveland. And that was like sort of the fuel of what I wanted to do. And we had 500 artists submit music. And this is a festival that's never happened before, anything, just sort of reacting to this music. And from people that I've known and you know, subsequent networking out there, there's just a big response. And yeah, I mean, hundreds, not hundreds of thousands, but thousands of emails to try and figure out who's going to be able to come and getting the logistics so that a lot of these groups are touring from places. Varsity's coming in from Chicago. And their Ona is coming in from West Virginia. Chrome Pony is on their way through from Nashville. They're going to be playing on Saturday on a pier in Brooklyn. And I don't know how they're going to make that drive.
Wow.
But they're playing here and then on their way to the pier in New York. Mimicking Birds is playing. They're going to be nearby. They have a show in Columbus. I think that they're touring with Modest Mouse. They're on Modest Mouse's label. Oh. They're sort of Isaac Brock's protege. I heard them for the first time in 2010 randomly on a song called Burning Stars. And I just had a really, really strong reaction to it and listened to it probably thousands of times. And then it popped up that they were close by here, and we like reached out to them that the festival was happening. It just came together, so that's really special for me, and a lot of other people too. Mimicking Birds is the people that know them. They're all the way from Portland and not here often. And then Saint Seneca, I've known these guys for quite a while before they're as nearly as famous as they are now. They're on Tom Waits's label with. And Nico Case and Bright Eyes, it's called Anti Records. They're amazing. their last two records that they released. Now I'm just rambling and talking to them.
No, this is
no,
good.
No, you're
I'll just keep dropping these names on stuff that don't really mean anything to most people. But yeah, I did a video, three videos I made with them in 2012 and 2013. One of my very best friends that I've made working in music in Cleveland, John Metter. Do you guys remember the EP? There's an EP called Lost John and the Ghosts.
Vaguely.
Yeah, so John I met a while ago. He's a fantastic, crazy person. And not really anybody outside of Cleveland found out about this project, Lost John and the Ghosts, but my best friend from John Carroll, Adam Wagner, we ran a recording studio together for a few years. And John wound up in this group with Saint Seneca sort of in 2012. And then they wound up playing on some things and we made the videos. Anyway, they're old friends that have sort of caught phenomenal success. And really sort of lucky. They're playing on Saturday at Four Castle. They're on a big stage in Louisville, Kentucky after they do this. They probably shouldn't be doing this festival, but they're like, yeah, Tom, we've known you for a while. We can do you a favor and play your festival.
The advantage of having friends.
Well, I mean, it's what happens from working on doing this sort of stuff for a while, that you just wind up, I don't know, meeting people that are doing cool things and then they grow up. That's sort of what I talked about with working with emerging artists from all over the country. Like, we should be bringing artists here all the time. Because you never know, like if you're just trying to bring people that are huge, they're sort of doing you a favor by that. Like, instead of trying to find young artists that have a lot of potential for some talent that you can point out, you can see some. Like I was saying, Mimicking Birds, I just heard them and had this reaction to them in 2010, and then now I'm like. It means something to me. So, I'm rambling again.
Well, you are rambling about a gumboot, so it's okay. And we're going to play another track, correct?
Yeah, we've got Meridian. We've got Love and a Sense of Belonging by Meridian right now on New Rocks.
I will pieces of living between half-empty glasses and smiles forgiving. But what exactly are we working? Love and a sense of belonging.
Meridian with Love and a Sense of Belonging here on Near Rocks. They will be playing A Gumboot, taking place this Friday at Dunham Tavern. Tom?
And Museum.
And Museum. What is it a museum of?
It's a... So the building, I think it might predate Cleveland. It was a hotel for stagecoach drivers. So if you were from the big city and heading out west on the stagecoach line, you'd stop here near the lake, whatever they called it, and there was the Dunham Tavern. So they've got a bar, and it was essentially a bed and breakfast for stagecoach drivers, and that's what it's a museum of. It's like from the 1820s.
All right, then. Yeah. That's, I would say, if the music wasn't enough, that's actually...
There you go.
I love this place. I went. They did the last concert that they had in this spot. There was an opera, Cleveland Opera, I think it was last summer, did an event, and it was really cool. And the nonprofit that runs it was like, this place is supposed to have music in it all the time. So when I went there and asked them about this, they were really excited about it, and they told me all about their plans to sort of build an amphitheater for music to be in this space, and to sort of create like a Central Park vibe of Midtown, where there isn't really any residential space, but there's
wow, okay.
Lots of stuff going on over there. People are going to find out about this for one of the first times, I hope, and hopefully more music there in the future.
So, once again, details?
A Gumboot. Friday, July 15th.
What time does it start?
Oh, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Till midnight.
Where can people go to find more information about tickets?
Agumboot.com. AGUMBoot.com.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking about this. This is a lot of fun. We've got something special to play now.
Oh, yeah?
We've got Lost John and the Ghosts.
Oh, you found it.
Yes, we did.
So I actually might be on one of those tracks. I don't know which one.
It does say that you're part of the band on here.
John Fox is a ghost.
You are listed.
Yeah, you'll hear, if you play the song that I think you're going to play, then there's like choruses and stuff, so I snuck in there. These are so two of my friends, this is a while ago, so as I was saying, friends that I've met that are still around and doing music were on this ages ago, and it's a piece of history.
Well, we've got Lost John and the Ghosts and Only Wind.
Great.
Right now on Near Rocks.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
board when it gets done. Finest one.